hands to the Almighty God and just bless His holy name.
E ti agbe owo wa soke si Olorun alagbara ka si bere si bukun oruko mimo re.
Give Him glory, give Him honor.
E ti afi ogo ola fun.
Give Him adoration.
E ti afi ijuba fun.
He's worthy to be praised.
Oun lo ye lati mo yin.
He is the awesome God.
Oun ni Olorun eru je je oba nla.
Jehovah El Shaddai.
Jehovah El Shaddai.
The unchangeable changer.
Eni ti ki yi pada ti yo ngbogbo pada.
All power belong to Him.
Gbogbo agbara ti re ni se.
Give Him glory.
E fi ogo fun.
Give Him honor.
E fi ola fun.
Give Him adoration.
E fi ijuba fun.
He's the one who can never fail.
Oun ni enikan na ti o le fidi remi si o le kuna.
Please praise Him tonight.
Jowo yin ni ale yi.
Give Him all the glory.
Bi gbogbo ogo fun.
He has already visited us.
O ti be wa wo.
He's going to visit us again.
Yo tun be wa wo lekan si.
Bless His holy name.
Eyin oruko
si holy name.
Ebukun oruko mimo re.
He's worthy.
Oun lo ye, oun lo ye, oun lo ye, oun lo ye lati yin.
Magnify His holy name.
Eko kiki oruko re so di oruko mimo re di nla ti tobi si. Ekso oruko mimo re di nla si.
Thank you my Father.
E se baba mi.
Glory be to your name.
Ogo fun oruko re.
In Jesus' mighty name we worship.
Li oruko nla Jesu ni ati Justin.
I want you to lift your hands to Him.
O be ko gbe owo re soke si.
I say Father.
So pe baba.
Remember me tonight.
Rati mi ni ale yi.
Let's talk to the Almighty.
E je bo Olorun alagbara isoro.
Remember me, O Lord.
Rati mi Oluwa.
Remember my family.
Rati ebi mi.
Remember all those who are precious to me.
Rati gbogbo ato seyebiye si mi.
Almighty God.
Olorun alagbara o.
Remember me today.
Rati mi loni.
Right now.
Lowo lowo bayi.
Look down from heaven.
Boju wole latorun wa.
And please remember me.
Ki o si jowo ki o rati mi.
Remember me, Almighty God.
Rati mi Olorun Olodumare.
From your throne in heaven.
Latori tere nilu orun.
Please remember me.
Jowo rati mi.
Remember me, Lord.
Rati mi Oluwa.
Remember me.
Rati mi.
Oh yes, Lord, remember me.
Oluwa rati mi.
Remember me right now.
Rati mi nisisiyi.
Remember my family.
Rati ebi mi.
Remember my wife.
Rati
aya
mi. Rati awon omo mi.
Remember all members of my
rati
family.
Rati gbogbo molebi mi patakorogodo.
Biologically and spiritually.
Nitara nitemi.
Remember all those who are precious
rati
to me.
Rati gbogbo ato seyebiye si mi Oluwa.
Remember all the children of God who are here tonight.
Rati gbogbo omo Olorun ton be ni bi ni ale yi.
Lord, please remember me.
Olorun jowo rati mi.
Remember me.
Rati mi.
Remember me tonight.
Rati mi ni ale yi.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni ati gbadura.
Jesus shall reign forevermore. Hallelujah.
He shall reign forevermore.
Jesus shall
shall reign forevermore.
Jehovah El Shaddai, we bless your name.
Jehovah El Shaddai, abuku oruko re.
Unchangeable changer, we bow before you.
Anything yon gbogbo pada, tiki yi pada, awole ni waju re o.
The Most High God, we bless your name.
Olorun oga ogojulo, abuku oruko re.
King of kings,
oba awon oba,
Lord of lords,
oluwa awon oluwa,
Ancient of days,
eni igba ni arugbo ojo,
Rock of ages,
apata ilopin aye raye,
Lion of the tribe of Judah. The way, the truth, and the life. The Alpha and the Omega.
Alpha and Omega.
The beginning and the ending.
Ibere ati
opin ongbogbo. The one who is.
Eni to wa.
The one who was.
Eni to ti wa.
The one who is to come.
Eni na to nbo wa.
The Almighty God.
Olorun Olodumare.
Glory be to your holy name.
Ogbo oruko mimo re.
Accept our worship in Jesus' name.
Egba ijosin wa le oruko Jesu.
Father, remember us tonight. In your mercy, remember us tonight. For good, remember us tonight. For healing, remember us tonight. For deliverance, remember us tonight. For miracle, signs, and wonders, remember us tonight. For victory untold, remember us tonight. For joy unspeakable, remember us tonight. At the end of everything, Lord, let your name be glorified again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let someone shout
hallelujah.
Shake hands with one or three people and tell them, my God reigns. My God reigns. And then put your hands together for the Almighty God. And then you may please be seated. I've been asked to speak to you on the King of Glory, which is a topic you know I love so much. But time is not on our side. We'll just read quickly Psalm 24, verse 7.
Nikakan awo ri Davidi erin le ni ogun ese keje re.
Psalm 24, verse 7.
Iwo ri Davidi erin le ni ogun ese keje.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
Egbe ori yin soke eyin enu ona.
And be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors.
Yes, eyin soke eyin ilekun aye raye.
And the King of Glory.
Aba ogo.
I decree tonight that in your homes, in your life, in your offices, the King of Glory shall begin to reign. When we talk about the King of Glory, everything about him is glorious.
Oh, gbogbo ni tire. Omogo lowo ogo ogo ni.
The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God.
Bible sọ pe awon ogo nsoro ogo Olorun. Awon orun nsoro ogo Olorun.
When the angels sang at the birth of Jesus Christ, they sang glory to God in the highest.
Igba ti awon angeli korin ni igba ibi Jesu.
The Bible tells us that he dwells in light unapproachable. The Bible says the light that he uses as dress has no trace of shadow in it. His dwelling place is so glorious that the Bible says no unclean thing will be allowed there.
Ibugbere ologo to bege ti bible so pe ko so won imokan ti yo le wobe.
But because of time, there's just one thing about the King of Glory that I will bring to your attention in the next few minutes.
Nitori akoko wa ohun kan ni wo fe mu si ifitoni leti yin ni iseju die yi ni ti oba ogo.
Because he is the King of Glory.
Torí pé òun ni ọba ògo.
He can make all things beautiful.
Ó lè mú kí ohun gbogbo kó rẹwà, kó ṣe dáradára.
He can make all things perfect.
Ó lè ṣe ohun gbogbo ní àṣẹ pé.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
Ìwé oníwàásù orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá.
Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11.
Ìwé oníwàásù orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá.
Says he has done all things well in his time.
Ní àkókò rẹ̀ ló ti ṣe ohun gbogbo dáradára.
When he heals,
nígbà bá wòsàn,
he leaves no scar behind.
Òun ò fi ojú àpá kan sílẹ̀.
When he healed Naaman,
nígbà wo Naaman sàn.
He gave him a skin that the Bible described as that of a newborn baby.
Open ni awo ara ti bibe so pe dabi ti omo tutun jojolo.
That's why I'm just believing God for someone here tonight.
Idi re to bin gba Olorun gbo fun enikan nibi ni ale yi.
Your healing will be total tonight. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Iwosan re mularada re yo je ito peye ni ale yi ni oruko Jesu.
When he delivers,
there
will be no trace that this fellow had ever been in bondage. The elders have a saying that when you cure a madman,
nígbà bá wo wèrè sàn,
there will still be a little there will still be a little trace that this fellow used to be mad.
Nígbà tí oṣù rẹ̀ bá lé àtúgbèsè rẹ̀ dé ayé àti fura sí pé tó ó dàbí pé kiní iṣẹ́ tún wọlé bọ̀dá o.
In Mark chapter 5,
nínú ìwé Mark orí karùn-ún,
verse 1 to 20.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní títí ogun rẹ̀.
Mark 5 verse 1 to 20.
Ìwé Mark orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kìíní títí ogun rẹ̀.
When the King of Glory set the madman of Gadara free.
Nígbà tí ọba ògo tó tú ọkùnrin asínwín ara Gadara ni tó sọ sílẹ̀ tó sọ dòmìnira.
He turned him to an evangelist.
Ó yí i padà sí ajé ìrere.
That it became very difficult for people to believe that this is a man who was once mad.
O wa soro fun awon eniyan lati gbagbo wipe okunrin to fi gba kan na ya olori asiwerere.
In fact, the Bible says the changes in him were so complete, so dramatic, that people became afraid.
Ani bibeli ti e se akawe pe iyipada to sele nu aye re o po to bege to je pe aye bere si ni beru pe iru Olorun lawo re.
I decree tonight,
mo pa lase ni ale yi,
every trace of bondage left in your life will disappear tonight in Jesus.
Ise gbati ide to ku ninu aye yi yo pora ni ale yi ni oruko Jesu ami.
When he delivers,
nigbo ba tuni sile,
he will not just let you go empty handed.
Ki se pe yo da ole pe o ti tu ole ma lo lowo ofo.
When he set the children of Israel free in Egypt,
nigba to tu awon omo Israeli sile ni ominira ni ile Egypt,
he sent them forth with silver and gold.
O ran won jade lo pelu wura ohun fadaka.
So there was no trace that these people used to be a slave.
Tori na ko si ami kan ta le ri pe ni igba kan na awon omo Israeli won be ni ibi ta npe ni oko eru to je eru.
Anytime I share my testimony,
igba ki igba ti ba se ajopin eri aye mi,
and I tell people that for the first 18 years of my life,
igba ni igba odun mejidilogun akoko aye mi,
I had no pair of shoes.
Wo ni bata ta le pe ni bata jalawo ta kankan.
People find it difficult to believe. I decree to somebody here tonight that by the time the King of Glory has finished with you, and you begin to share your testimony, people will find it difficult to believe. When the King of Glory chooses to bless, he will bless you so much that you will become a blessing. He will bless you so much that people who come in contact with you, they become blessed. I've told you that when I was studying Psalm 23, and I got to verse 5. Psalm 23, verse 5. Where he says, "Thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over." And I said, "Lord, why the wastage? When the cup was full, why didn't you stop?" He spoke to me and said, "I want this boy to know that there is much more from where this anointing is coming from." I pray for someone here tonight that by the time the King of Glory finishes with you tonight, anyone you touch shall receive a miracle. He does everything well. Because he's the King of Glory, whatever he does it perfectly. When he prospers, it will be without sorrow. The Bible says the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. When he blesses, he makes it irreversible. Because there's nothing glorious in being an ex-rich. There's nothing glorious in saying, "Once upon a time, I used to have a car." When he makes you live long, if he's the one doing it, he will not only give you long life, but he will give you good days. When he gives peace, he gives perfect peace. I'm praying for someone here tonight that what I don't have time to preach about, the King of Glory himself will turn you to a sermon. The people will see your life, and they will ask, "How can this be?" And you will tell them, "I had an encounter with the King of Glory." And that will complete the sermon. The Bible says in Psalm 16, verse 11, David thank you, Lord. The Lord said, there's someone here
tonight.
He said, don't stop praising me. Because there's already a crack in the wall blocking your way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He asked me to tell you. Said, no matter how hard they try, darkness will not swallow you up. Daddy says there's someone here tonight. Ask me to tell you. I say to you, stop being afraid. Your enemies will come and bow down to you.
Amen.
I think I will just allow you to pray in a moment. Whatever the King of Glory touches becomes glorious. Whatever he touches, shame disappears from it. Whatever he touches, failure becomes alien to it. Whatever he touches will never know defeat again. Bartimaeus had just one encounter with the King of Glory. The dress of shame was removed from him. And he never wore it again. He never begged again. He was never stagnant again. It was never a burden to anybody again.
Man, you je bukata. Ko je ruwo fun enikeni mo lati igba na.
For the rest of his life.
Fe itoku odun aye re.
And for more than 2000 years later.
Ati leyin egberun odun o le meji ti ati so ni pare.
His testimony is still making people glad.
Eri re si npa awon eniyan layo.
I pray for someone here tonight. You will have an encounter with the King of Glory. And your testimony will never end. But let me just add this point before we go and pray. An encounter with the King of Glory will change everything. But there is a price to pay. There is a price to pay. If you want to have an encounter with him, you must learn to pray. You have to ask for the encounter. Moses said, God, show me your glory. And the Bible says, if you ask not, you will have not. If you ask, you will receive.
Oh, Rida.
That's number one.
Ele ile akoko.
Number two.
Ejire.
If you want to see his glory,
Boba beri ogore.
You must be ready for some dramatic changes.
Onla ti gbaradi fun awon iyipada to gbojigankan.
He said to Moses,
O sọ fun Mose,
if you see me, you will die.
Bo ba ri mi loju koju o ku.
Oh, die, that we're talking about.
Ikuta nso nipa re.
Doesn't mean that they will go and bury you today.
Ije pe won lo gbe osin loni.
But certain things in your life will have to die.
Sugbon awon owo kan ninu aye re gbodo ku.
The flesh will have to die.
Ara eran ara lati ku.
Anger will have to die.
Ibinu lati ku.
Laziness will have to die.
Iwa ola imele o lati ku.
Immoral thoughts will have to die.
Erokero o lati ku.
Let me just give you one example, and God will preach the remaining sermon to you.
Eje fun ni apere kan mo gbagbo pe Olorun yo sise iranse to ku fun yin.
Elijah said to Elisha.
Elijah sọ fun Elisha.
What do you want me to give you before I go?
Kilo na to fe kin fun o ko to di pe agba mi soke ku olodo re.
Elisha said, I want a double portion of your spirit.
Elijah sọ pe mo nilo isepo meji emi re agbara re.
Elijah said, I can't give you that.
Elijah ni won le fe yi fun.
It's beyond me.
Oju ohun ti mo le se fun olo.
But if you see the one who sent me here when he comes to take me away.
Sugbon ba ri eni na to ran mi wa sibi ninu aye yi to ba wa nigba to wa mu mi lo.
If you can see the King of Glory.
To ba le ri oba ogo.
You will get what you want.
O ri o to fe gba.
Elisha said, I will see him.
Elisha so pe se be ni won o ri.
And he saw.
O ri.
And somebody here will see the glory of God here tonight.
And
tremendous power came to Elisha.
For Elisha,
double portion power.
Ishakomeji agbara.
And not too long after that,
kopa eleye yi,
some children began to make fun of him.
I want my brothers to share effe.
Bald-headed man, get away from here. Bald-headed man,
get away. Goke lo, goke lo, agbari, goke lo, goke lo. Bashe sonon shakwe si pelu.
And he forgot that he had had an encounter with the King of Glory.
Agbagbe po tini, agbagbe pelu oba ogo.
He turned and said, I curse you in the name of the Lord. Before he could close his mouth, several children, 42 of them, lay dead.
What did you do?
Another occasion came.
A mirror today.
A king came.
Abakawa.
With two other kings.
And their
armies. And he saw them. And he became angry again. And the King of Glory said, if we don't do something about this boy, he will destroy the world. So he withdrew from him for a while. He praised God and finally God came back. But he was never angry again. Not once. I want to share a secret with you tonight and we'll go and pray. I told you that years ago I asked God for something. I said, I want a double portion of the anointing that is on Elisha.
Plus
a double portion of the anointing on Peter.
Plus a double
portion of the anointing of Paul.
Plus a double
portion of the anointing on the Lord Jesus himself when he was here on
earth. All roll
together
and
doubled again.
And the
Lord said to me,
Oluwa, wa wi fun mi.
You are asking for a dangerous thing.
Owo to lewu lo nbere fun yi.
I said I know.
Money mama.
And that's what I want.
Owo te mi fe mo bere fun yi baba.
And he said, will you be willing to pay the price?
Oni se iwo o fe. O se tan lati san idiyele na.
Because if I release that to you,
it is about to ele ile olori.
Then you must never be angry again.
Oh, God of Inumao.
So when you see people pushing me here and there and I keep smiling.
So you know, the body that we don't see me see what saying. Timo Shan Rani Musa, Timo Ferry Paddy Titi
one. It is because of what I want from God.
It's a real Timo fellow, the Lorony.
Because of what I believe I've already gotten from him.
Oh, real Timo back, but what you read that, Lord, the Lorony.
How many of you really want to have an encounter with the King of Glory tonight? Let me
see.
How many of you are ready to say to God that whatever is not of God should die in your life? Are you sure? Stand on your feet. Before you pray, let me give an opportunity to those who have never surrendered their life to Jesus. With him, all things are possible. Whatever he does perfectly. When he saves a soul, the fellow becomes completely new.
And
he becomes different. When he saves a thief, when the salvation is from the King of Glory, he will not be ashamed to stand before everybody to say, I was a thief. Because if he is the one who saved that fellow, that fellow will never steal again. All of you who are yet to be born again, I'm going to count from 1 to 7.
I want
you to be standing before me before I say 7. Let the King of Glory change your life. Come and surrender to him. He can make your life perfect. Whatever he touches becomes glorious. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, you begin to come now. I will begin to count 1 and 2. Now the rest of us, even while these people are coming, begin to talk to God. And tell him, whatever you need to kill in my life, so that your glory can begin to radiate in
me,
kill it tonight. Is it my anger? Is it my lust of the flesh? Is it immoral thinking? Is it greed? Is it covetousness? Is it pride? Is it laziness? Whatever you have to kill in my life, so that your glory may shine forth, kill it tonight. Those of you who want to give your life to Jesus, begin to hurry forward now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Keep coming.
Emma Bo,
Just make sure you get here before I finish praying. There's nothing glorious in staying with the devil. Come to the
cave.
Save my soul. Save my soul. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want to pray for those who have come for salvation first. Before we pray the rest of our prayers. So if we are coming for salvation, just keep coming. Don't stop. My Father and my God, I want to bless your holy name. I want to thank you for your word. And I want to thank you for these people who have come forward to surrender their lives. Father, please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls today in Jesus' name. Let your blood wash away all their sins in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. And don't let them ever go back into the world in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.